'Tis the middle watch of a summer's night. The earth is dark, but the heavens are bright. Not as seen in the vault on high, but the moon and the stars and the cloudless sky and the flood which rolls its milky hue, a river of light on the welkin blue. The moon looks down on old Cronus. She mellows the shades on his shaggy breast and seems his huge gray form to throw in a silver cone on the wave below. His sides are broken by spots of shade by the walnut bough and the cedar made, and through their clustering branches dark glimmers and dies the firefly's spark, like starry twinkles that momently break through the rifts of the gathering tempest rack. The stars are on the moving stream and fling, as its ripples gently flow, a burnished length of wavy beam in an eel-like spiral line below. The winds are whist and the owl is still. The bat in the shelvy rock is hid, and naught is heard on the lonely hill but the cricket's chirp and the answer shrill of the gauze-winged katydid, and the plaint of the wailing whippoorwill who mourns unseen and ceaseless sings ever a note of wail and woe till morning spreads her rosy wings and earth and sky in her glances glow. 'Tis the hour, a fairy ban and spell. The woodtick has kept the minutes well. He has counted them all with click and stroke deep in the heart of the mountain oak. And he has awakened the sentry elf who sleeps with him in the haunted tree to bid him ring the hour of 12 and call the fays to their revelry. 12 small strokes on his tinkling bell. 'Twas made of the white snail's pearly shell. Midnight comes and all is well. Hither, hither, wing your way. 'Tis the dawn of the fairy day. They come from beds of lichen green. They creep from the mullein's velvet screen. Some on the backs of beetles fly from the silver tops of moon-touched trees where they swung in their cobweb hammocks high and rocked about in the evening breeze. Some from the humbird's downy nest. They had driven him out by elfin power and pillowed on plumes of his rainbow breast, had slumbered there till the charmed hour. Some had lain in the scoop of the rock with glittering rising stars inlaid, and some had opened the 4 o'clock and stole within its purple shade. And now they throng the moonlight glade, above, below, on every side, their little minim forms arrayed in the tricksy pomp of fairy pride. They come not now to print the lee and freak and dance around the tree, or at the mushroom board to sup and drink the dew from the buttercup. A scene of sorrow waits them now, for an Ufi has broken his vestal vow. He has loved an earthly maid and left for her his woodland shade. He has lain upon her lip of dew and sunned him in her eye of blue, fanned her cheek with his wing of air, played with the ringlets of her hair, and, nestling on her snowy breast, forgot the lily king's behest. For this the shadow tribes of air to the elfin court must haste away, and now they stand expectant there to hear the doom of the culprit fae.